Fraudcast Assemble. Welcome to this week's Fraudcast, live from our fraud quarters in San Francisco. This is your ear rapist, Ben. We have the entire crew with us today. We have blogger extraordinaire Vince.
Extraordinaire.
We have hungover Brendan. And we have late Brett.
Extraordinaire.
And we already have Lindy on the line.
Hey, boo.
Hey, boo. She's already blooped in. This week.
Lindy comes pre-blooped.
This week, Brendan's got a couple stories to tell us. Vince is going to discuss Rango because he's the only one that saw it.
Yeah, great job. Great job, other Fraudcasters. Thank you.
This segment
maybe you were seeing the movie that we were going to see this week. Segment, no one told me they didn't see until 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, and you did all the right stuff, too. You told us last week. You set up a time. You actually texted me when you were going.
So I think it's going to be called Vince Angrily Explains His Opinion of the Movie.
I'm on protest.
I think you can actually hear your glare through the speakers.
Yeah. I hope
so. Like a low buzz.
We can discuss Brendan's genius idea of the Emilio meme, which I enjoyed thoroughly. We got some more Scottish clips of them speaking Scottish gibberish or whatever they say.
Well, we got the answers now.
And Lindy might explain a plot or two about some movies that she saw, which did not involve Rango, of course.
So many plots. Oh, we got Blake Scumbag Steve interview to talk about.
Scumbag Steve.
Yeah.
He's coming on, too.
Well, we got the interview clips of his.
Wait, are they real interviews or are we making that
no,
up?
No, it's real.
Are we going to make voices?
No, I am Scumbag Steve. Hi.
No, we're not going to make up voices for him. Though we could do that if you want to.
Hey, hungover Brendan, do you have some stories?
Yeah, I do.
Why are you hungover on a Tuesday night?
Because I've essentially been time traveling for starting about noon on Friday, going all the way until about midnight.
Forward or backward?
Sunday night. Just sort of in a...
Circles?
Just in this awful purgatory.
Question. Did you lose track of space and time?
Yes, I was Steven Seagaling it.
Did they send you back through the source code?
I think that happened too. It might have fingered my butthole. I'm not really sure.
You know, source code fingered your butt?
It might have. I don't know.
I want a source code where you could go. They have a program that could send you back to the last 8 minutes of right after you blacked out.
I don't know if I want to see that.
I remember right before I blacked out. I need the last 8 minutes before I fell asleep.
Yeah.
Right?
Eh.
That's called. That's
how about the first 8 minutes after you black out?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what I said.
You said the first 8 minutes before you black, or the last 8 minutes before you black out.
That's a regular memory.
Yeah, it's like a...
Hate you all.
It's just how your brain
works.
Whatever,
you guys didn't even see Rango. What do you know about memory?
Vince is raging against the broadcast.
God,
right
if I could source code my way back to the point where I chose not to see Rango, I'd do it all over.
So I totally had Rango that was on my calendar. I was going to go see it Sunday. It was planned out. I had a bachelor party this weekend for one of my friends. And so my, I was off Friday, took work off, went and met up with them around noon, started drinking noon Friday, went out all night Friday, woke up at 9 o'clock because the bachelor had planned the trip and he wanted to go wine tasting in Napa. Who the hell goes wine tasting in Napa for a bachelor party? It was so lame.
Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, seriously.
Sideways,
but it was
cool.
You
guys just thought you were living in your own little rom com there.
Yeah, no, it was a bunch of my friends from college, so it was fun. But there was like one or two guys that we didn't know that well, but for the most part they were cool. But there was that one guy who is probably one of the most irritating types of people. I just want to like punch him in the face.
Was he Chinese?
No. he was the pervy married guy.
I didn't mean to insinuate anything. I just
No, I like Chinese people.
Yeah, no, me too. I don't even know why I said that.
I don't know why I said that either. No, he was
very efficient.
But I appreciate you stepping on the big reveal of where my fucking story is going. Is this for not seeing Rango?
Yeah? Use the source code.
God, I hate you. Can we just
Stop the fucking broadcast. I'm not doing this. I'm walking out.
Tell me.
Vince, is this what being you is like? Just people stepping on your shit all the time?
Yeah, pretty much.
No, it's the pervy married guy, right? The worst kind of person. So fucking
fresh
annoying.
Out of his cage.
Yeah, fresh out of his cage. His wife hasn't come within 4 feet of his penis in at least the last 17 months.
Hey, why don't you fuck those sluts, you pussy?
Oh, it was the worst thing ever. We would be at a bar, and I'm like catching up with my friends that I haven't seen in a couple years, like trying to like chat with my friends, And he's just like running up to us, like slapping us on the back, like, oh my God, go get on those four chicks at the bar right now. You should just go like fuck them right now. Go walk up to them and just like fuck them. You know, we're like,
hey, can I watch? Okay, I'll just watch.
And like he kept doing it. It was so annoying, especially because half the time they were like fours. Like they were not even good looking. But at one point I was like, hey, back the fuck off. Do you realize how annoying that is? You should go talk to those girls. And he goes, no, bro, I'm married, man. I can only look at the menu. And I'm like, go look at the menu somewhere else. And I was annoyed at this point. And he goes, I just want to know what they smell like. Which I think he was trying to garner sympathy, but just skeeved us out even more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did they smell like?
I don't know. They were fours. I don't want to smell them.
Nachos?
Probably.
Chili dogs?
That too. Maybe a mixture.
Or just the hot dog.
A lavender popcorn?
Maybe.
What's going on over there?
I think Lindy got up and ran.
Lindy got a little aroused at
what
that.
What happened?
Oh. I don't know. Hello? It just sounded like you hit your computer with a coat rack.
Sounded like you turned on your fuck saw.
No, all that happened was that you guys became silent and then I was all alone for a second.
Oh, that's like when I turn off my TV.
That's the perfect time to turn on your fuck saw. Yeah, and then the other one was, this was one of the most horrifying experiences of my life. I mean, I was just like, I don't know if I'll ever get over this, guys. I was taking a dump at work, and I don't think I had latched the door securely.
Your latching qualities on the door were...
I was just careless, I think, and the door just swings open slowly. But 5 minutes into this thing, right? It wasn't right away, you know, before any action happened.
How long was your dump?
What?
It was like a 20-minute dump?
Hey, work dump.
Hey, work dump.
He was in the middle of Angry Birds. Yeah. Leave him alone.
I had an article printed out that I was reading. And so the door just slowly just goes, just slowly swings open. It was just horrifying. Now keep in mind, there's a guy in the stall next to me. I can see his feet right there. So I'm just like, I don't really know what to do. So I'm trying to like get up and shimmy, but I got like the toilet condom on. So it's like sticking my ass.
Oh, you use those?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Really? Those are for ladies' butts.
Yeah,
come on. What do you think you're going to catch through your butt skin?
Even I don't use those.
Butt zits.
Dude, come on. That is... Those things are the worst.
Do you have one? Do you have one implemented in your own toilet at home?
No, that's cool.
What's the difference?
Don't you have to clean off the seat no matter what anyway?
I do that and I use the toilet condom.
Oh, man, you're just going to be so safe.
I am.
Things do nothing. The only thing that those stupid toilet bibs have ever contributed to the world is so some guy can write free cowboy hats on the fucking dispenser.
Well, do you flush them down the toilet?
You can get herpes from a toilet seat.
Yeah. You cannot get herpes from a toilet.
That's true.
Not true.
It's true, Lindy.
Lindy, let him live in his bubble, okay? He likes his bubble.
Hey, to be fair, Brendan's got very thin butt skin. It's not as firm or supple as the normal human.
He gets tiny tears in there. God knows a little creepy crawlies are going to get up there.
That is true. He has been diagnosed with...
It's like acetate. It's just got clear, thin butt skin.
Guys, I'm a butt cheeks model.
It's like two spring rolls just cheek to cheek. Just rice noodle paper.
I'm a lucrative side career as a butt cheeks model.
Wait,
when
so
I'm not
you get
a
up
rich and famous fraudcaster, man of international intrigue.
So the key is the very, very delicate dimple. It's not like, you know, it's not like a full cleft chin. He just has the side dimples. They're there.
I've got what they call the look.
Yeah. So you got up, you're crumpling your toilet condom
also
everywhere.
It's the handicap stall. So someone could walk in.
You have like a quarter mile to go to the door.
Oh, no.
And then if they walk in, you could just fall to the floor and like feign retardedness.
Is that what you do? You just full on freak out possum?
I couldn't close the door.
Play dead.
You close the door. Close the door.
It's the corner stall, though. So
apparently
someone
deaf now.
So someone could, like, come around
that's
the corner.
That's a handicap, bro. Yeah,
someone could, like, come around the corner and not know, and they're seeing me sitting on the toilet seat. Have you ever thought about that? Like, someone
just
that
fucking
you work
Kirk
with.
Douglas coming down the log flume. Yes. Like, oh, my God.
I would have to turn in my resignation papers then and there. What if my boss came in and saw me taking a shit?
You could put your resignation papers. You could just put them right on Kirk Douglas's corpse boner, and just like you know where they have the
oh, it's like the stab the papers.
Yeah,
under.
Short order yeah, cook with right. The new
yeah, and you could use the toilet condom to write your resignation
right.
on.
Right.
Yeah,
I retire. Here's my resignation on this free cowboy hat I found. Wait, as a counter story to that. I was pretty sure I didn't lock the handicap stall while I was pooping, and realized that the appropriate
this is a common problem.
Yeah, the appropriate response is for me just to let the guy walk in and be like, "Sorry, I forgot to close the door. Still pooping. Close the door." And that was like the most zen moment of my life, where I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to keep on pooping.
Yeah, but how is he
going
to close
the door
from the
outside?
You're far
more zen than I, sir.
I didn't think
that
through.
What's wrong with you people? Why are you not knowing how to properly lock the
this latch is janky. It sucks. It doesn't work.
Brendan, you need to put it. You need to put a request into maintenance.
Not complicated.
Boys' bathrooms have janky latches sometimes because we like to break in on each other.
And they,
the doors go different ways sometimes. You don't know which way you have to latch.
Somebody wanted someone to walk in on their log flume.
Didn't you hear that International Women's Day statistic that like 60% of the world's janky latches are in men's bathrooms?
Fact.
And women only own like 1% of the world's janky restroom latches.
It's equality at its finest.
I saw that.
Yeah, we got all the lemon latches.
James Bond in a dress told me that.
Wait, so Brendan, how does this? So you've got about 25 yards to go.
Yeah,
you didn't see that PSA. Brett looking at me quizzically.
Bent over shuffling, and I do a couple shuffles, and then I realize like it's a race against the clock. So I just finish wiping and get my pants up, hit that flusher,
That's
and then
a bad
walk
wipe.
Out.
You don't want to do a quick wipe. Yeah, you don't want to. Yeah, you don't want to do the
you've
rush.
You've also kind of doubled down, right? If you succeed, then no one knows that you're pooping.
Yeah,
and then if you fail, you got your dick and balls hanging out with poop on your butt.
Yeah,
running for a door, probably sliding because you tripped
with potentially with a free cowboy hat stuck to your butt.
Yeah, you're flapping like a donkey tail
with your thin skinned butt,
just cellophane, just crinkling your cellophane butthole.
These in the space of 15 seconds, these are all things that went through my mind, you guys. This is like the decision-making process that occurred. But I'm a gambling man. So I went for it. I finished. And no one was the wiser, except maybe the guy on the stall next to me might have kind of known something weird was going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because your wide stance.
But let me tell you, that like 15 seconds was 15 seconds of sheer terror.
who knows who could have walked in?
Who knows?
God himself.
I remember one time I was pooping at work, and one of the key things that made me realize that I needed to get the hell out of there was there was this guy in the bathroom, and he's just taking a dump, you know, in the handicap stall, and he cuts a fart, and he's like, "Oh, excuse me," like while he was pooping, and I just found that he's in the bathroom pooping. You don't really have to say excuse me at that point.
You can just kind of let it rip, in there, man. Just power through.
I do
sometimes you let a really good one. You can just be like, "Huh?"
What do you think of that? I do have a tough time pooping myself. When the guy comes in, so you just sat down, and some dude comes in about 13 seconds later and just unleashes fury about three inches from you in the next stall. So you do. I'm going to come back later.
The worst is when you got your article all printed out. You go in there to take a nice leisurely dump, and your butt has just touched porcelain, and you see that guy walk in, and he just stands there like, "I'm going to sit here and wait until this guy's done with the stall, and I need to use it." Because then you got to rush dump, and it just
no
one wants that. It takes away. I mean, it basically defeats the purpose. Why even poop at that point?
Why'd you print out the article? You're barely going to get through the first paragraph.
I might as well make a cowboy hat out of it.
Remember on New Year's when your bathroom flooded, and then the next morning we went in your kitchen, there was a butt scoot.
No, that was not my house.
Yeah, you lived there with Crazy and Nate.
There was no butt scoot on my. What
yeah,
are you
that
talking
that
about?
New Year's when we went down to San Diego, where we had the crazy New Year's.
That was in Ashley's house. She had the butt scoot.
No, there was a butt scoot there too, and no one had a dog, and we were like, "That is a human butt scoot on your linoleum tile." And we couldn't figure out what chain of events.
I think you're confusing stories here.
No. It's clear in my mind, the butt scoot.
They ran out of free cowboy hats.
Well, I know. I think the only explanation, right, was someone tripped while trying to do something mid-poop.
And then they scooted.
Because why would you scoot in the kitchen, right? Like, what scenario gives rise to a butt scoot in the kitchen?
This one time we came home and our roommate Justin had left the party before us with this girl, and by the time we got back to the apartment, he was downstairs on the couch, butt naked, and she was gone. And then we went upstairs to his bathroom, or we went upstairs to his room to see, like, to try and piece together what had happened. And there was still poop in the toilet. And like a few weeks earlier, we'd broken the door on his bathroom from another unrelated incident. And so
completely unrelated.
Janky latch, janky latch.
Our hypothesis was that he took her home and, you know, they went up to his room and, you know, were hooking up or whatever. And then he went in the bathroom and he started pooping. And she was so disgusted that she left. And he chased her down the stairs and couldn't catch her before she ran out. And so he just passed out on the couch afterwards.
That was I had a nickel.
For every time,
Lindy, have you ever would you walk out on someone if he start if we had to poop
no,
and he didn't?
No, anytime a dude poops at my house, I'm like, oh, how intimate.
How do you tell? Can you hear like him using the Lysol
sometimes,
spray in there?
Sometimes you can hear it. Oh. Sometimes you can just hear the pooping.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes.
Oh, he trusts.
Remember, she's got thin walls. Remember?
Is there times when he's pooping? You're like, oh man, he sounds masculine.
Yeah. Sometimes.
You're like, ooh, rabbit pellets. I'm kicking them out.
Separate Joe King story. Joe King claims he took a girl home one time, and he was peeing at her house, and she claimed that she was a size queen, and she could tell by the sound of him peeing that he was not packing, and she sent him home.
What?
Yeah. Wow.
How is that possible to tell?
What if you got a tiny little ding dong but a huge urethra?
Yeah, I know.
It's like an industrial straw.
Like one of those boba straws?
Yeah. Like for the tapioca tea.
Just shooting tapioca, big old
tapioca.
You only pee like once a day, so it's like a 2-liter bottle emptying.
Just shooting tapioca golf balls out of it.
Ba-dunk, ba-dunk, wah, ba-dunk.
Also, couldn't he just be like, no, look at it? You know what I mean? That well, makes me feel like she was right.
He conceded that she was right.
Otherwise,
was
he
the
could
thing.
Just dropped his pants and been like, nuh-uh.
No, but he conceded that she was right. He's like, wow, you can tell?
Yeah.
You have mystical powers.
Counterpoint, dick.
She's still a dick.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you know, it's weird. I thought maybe she could tell. Maybe there's like a thing on the internet where you can... You
it's
sound
an app. It's an app.
You're like, in it from a young age.
The training, the pee sound training. Yes.
No, I think there is an app. So what you do is you hold the app up to the door of the pee sound, and then you say upload, and then it gives you roughly an inch size within.
They're like, this is the Black Eyed Peas. Oh, wrong app. Darn it.
Now, I think here's a couple problems
I'm pantomiming a golf swing like Bob Hope right now. You guys can't see it.
No, here's the problem with that. One, I'm tall. So maybe the pee's got a lot farther to fall.
I don't know if you guys have heard this yet.
Overruled.
Yeah.
Oh, are you also, tall? We hadn't heard.
What if it's the kind of person who just feels like sitting down to pee?
Well, then it's going to be muffled and you're not going to be able to hear it.
Wait. The type of person who just feels like sitting down to pee?
Yeah, like he's been to prison a couple times and it's like a habit.
All right.
I'm just throwing it out. I'm just poking holes.
Does
That's
this
all.
Person use the free cowboy hats?
No, because it's a girl's place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They don't have cowboy hats for girls.
Yeah.
No way they do, though. What does it say in the girls' bathroom, Lindy?
It doesn't say anything. I don't know. It says...
Lindy doesn't use them.
I don't go to the bathroom. What do you mean? I'm a closed system. No, it doesn't. We don't. It doesn't. No one writes a clever
People
thing
don't
on
write
it.
Things
it's
on.
Just like put like don't let your vagina touch the thing where the other people's pee went.
Also,
it's,
that's even worse than the stupid free cowboy hats is the fact that girls are like they all have the thing with like putting their butts on the.
Oh, girls are mega concerned.
They all do that, and then don't you end up with like pee on your seats, like the boy, like a dude's been in there? Or
yeah, because they squat, and then I have to wipe the thing off, and then if it's really egregious, then I will use the cowboy hat. Otherwise, I just sit on it.
See,
if it's a civilized place,
it's covered in urine. Brendan.
I just like the idea that all girls' bathroom vandalism is instructional. Like this is so your butt doesn't touch the seat of the toilet for a good time. Or if you're injured, call 911.
When you guys all die of ass cancer, I'm just going to laugh like a motherfucker, just standing over your grave with my hands on my hips, perhaps with my penis out.
What are you
laughing.
Doing? Are you building a model airplane?
I thought there was gremlins in the line or
sounds
something.
Sounds like balsa wood.
I'm not doing
like,
anything.
Are you wrestling someone over there?
No!
Is that Kirk Douglas? We just put on video chat.
Drinking my mug of wine.
I gave Kirk Wayne.
That's rude. Sorry. That's rude.
I don't know how to do a good Kirk Douglas. I can only do fictional.
No, that was a good one. That was accurate.
No,
too close
even
to
worse.
Home.
Oh, man. So I guess we should talk Rango. What do you guys think? I saw the trailer.
You fucking assholes.
So I saw
the part with the cactus.
Ah, you guys are killing me. Because I honestly, like, I do want another opinion. I have a fairly strong opinion on this movie, which was that it looked great. There was an awesome setup. And then it went nowhere. It did basically the same thing as Pirates of the Caribbean 2 and 3 did, but not quite, not as bad. But there was, like, a completely nonsensical sort of story. And then it's just, like, it's more plot twist piled on this foundation of sort of nonsensical and pointless plot twists. So, like, you know, and there's like a 20-minute chase scene where you're like, I don't really. He goes
well,
to.
Sorry. I agree.
Yeah.
I also
that's
agree.
Good. That's good. Yes,
I thought
and.
It was probably the same as Vince.
Did you did you enjoy it? It was okay. Like, it was a good. You know, like I said, first act was enjoyable, and then, you know, somewhere during the 20-minute pointless chase sequence, I fell asleep, and then I woke back up again, and I don't know. It just wasn't. It didn't really go anywhere. The story was kind of pointless. Like, it had some fun quirkiness to it, but it was just like a big balloon filled with farts.
Maybe you.
I heard it was like a contest of like who could identify the most irritating film references.
Yeah,
is
there was
true?
A lot of film references.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of a weird thing.
And the funny thing is, like, I can't imagine kids liking it because I enjoy that they use, like, you know, crazy big vocabulary for everything because, you know, I think it is.
Because I went to Columbia.
No, it's just good for.
Only I
it's
do
good
the
for
words.
People to talk like adults in front of kids because that way they actually fucking learn the language because kids learn that stuff really fast instead of just, like, talking down to them like a retard.
For similitude.
They just continue talking like retards. But, yeah, so it was kind of like they had the weird, like, True Grit style dialogue where everybody sort of talks verbose, articulate way, which was cool. It's just the fact that the story wasn't, there wasn't anything there. It was like Rango, who's the Johnny Depp lizard, falls off a truck and he ends up in the Mojave Desert and he shows up at this town, which is supposed to be like a, you know, like a spaghetti western sort of thing.
But does he fall off a truck driven by animals?
It doesn't. They don't tell. It's just him like doing a play for himself, like in his little terrarium.
He's in a terrarium, so yeah. He's like ostensibly owned by a human, right?
Yeah, they never show him. It's never.
But then it's just like we humans don't know that in the desert there's a ghost town filled with talking moles.
Well. He falls out of the terrarium on the road. Like, his owner is driving, and he's in the like, you just, it opens on him in a terrarium, and he's doing, like, a little fun play for himself. And then, like, your perspective pulls back, and then you realize he's in a terrarium, and it falls off a truck in the middle of the desert. And then he meets an armadillo, and the armadillo tells him to go east.
Alfred Molina.
To go east towards the town where he can find some water, and he shows up at this little shitty town where they have like 5 days left of water, and water is like their currency. It's just it's weird because like the entire story is like about water rights, kind of, but not really. It's like a really half-assed version of WALL-E. It's like a really
how did it do at the box office?
It did pretty well, like $38 million, which was pretty good. Not great.
What, how do they incorporate movie references into something like that?
At one point he meets, just little ways, like when he's falling out of the truck, it goes into slow motion and it plays, Ave Maria. And I'm trying to figure out what that's a reference to.
It's so sort of John, like, or no, is it John Woo? Is it a Michael Bay movie? Is it like when, in The Rock when they're like, but it's not Ave Maria. It's another like opera song.
So they sort of almost shit. Parody.
There's a lot
scenes.
Of little homages like that. And then. There's a character that looks exactly like Clint Eastwood. It's one at one point. One of the worst things about it is like the part where the character has his moment of soul searching, where everybody finds out he's not who he says he is, and he's not the great guy everyone thinks he is. It basically could have like flashed to black and been like soul searching moment. Because then he leaves the town and he goes and he meets this Clint Eastwood style character, but it's like Clint Eastwood in a golf cart with a bunch of like Oscar looking statues in the golf cart. who says
it was like Marlon Brando in Island of Dr. Moreau.
Is it? I don't fucking know. It's just a weird scene. I couldn't figure out what the hell it was supposed
to be.
Did he
have like a little mutant guy with him?
He did not have that, but he was driving a golf cart. And I can't remember the line. I can't remember the advice he gives Rango, but it didn't make any sense.
Did Quato make an appearance?
No.
He'd fit in
all
well.
All the animation was awesome. Like, it was by far the best looking
this
movie
is
I've seen
DreamWorks?
In a long time.
I think it was DreamWorks, right?
Was it?
Yeah.
It's. Oh, no. Yeah, probably because.
The Megamind people, isn't it?
I can't remember.
My memory doesn't
have to make
last
me look
long.
It up. I'll look it up. No, you know I'm not. Somebody else look it up. What do I got? Yeah. Psh. I'm the one who's seen the movie. I got to deliver the movie reviews.
Then why don't you remember who made it?
Ah! I didn't take notes.
Review of the review. Meh.
The review was an okay review. I would have liked it better if I'd seen the movie. But
all right, so he shows up in the town, and like the quest of the movie is he's got to, you know, he makes him out to be the sheriff, and they appoint him sheriff, and everybody thinks he's like this big deal because he killed the hawk. And,
oh, he killed a hawk?
He did.
But it was just an accident?
It's more of a falcon.
No, that's a hawk. No. Dude, I can do a hawk.
No,
I can do.
Falcon.
I know
that's
bird
a falcon.
Sound
that's
for
a falcon,
sure.
Dude.
It's a mallard.
It's a horrible pigeon. It's horrible.
It's a great pigeon.
No. Like a
it's a great pigeon and a hawk.
Sounds like a homeless person trying to do a pigeon.
It's got to be more spazzy.
All right, so anyway.
Oh, you're doing a pigeon that's going to fuck.
Yeah. I want to get my pigeon fuck on.
So he
What's
goes
up,
out,
other pigeon?
He goes out to this town, and the currency of the town, like, they keep the water in the bank, and the water's a big deal, and their water's drying up, and they only have 5 days left. So Rango's got to find the new water. But at some point, someone steals the five-day supply of water. So there's like a 20-minute chase sequence of him chasing after these guys who stole, like, the five-day allotment of water. So the whole time you're sitting there, you're like, okay, well, this is obviously not the end plot of the movie because, like, the 5 days...
Oh, God, does it run out in 5 days anyway after they get it back and everyone dies? Because that is a movie I would
see.
No,
he catches up to him and he realizes they didn't even have the 5 day water supply. So then the town loses hope because all their hope was wrapped up in this 5 day water supply. And he finds out that the mayor actually has this big plan to divert the water to the golf courses and casinos. And that's why it's all
spoiler
dry.
Wait a minute. Is Rango Chinatown?
No, it's Mad
well,
Max.
Well, that's another reference that they're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
Well, but
is someone
and it's just like I said, it's just a half-assed reference instead of being like an actual story that you'd be invested in that would make you care about the movie. It's just sort of these pointless little things piled on top of each other.
So is there
which
would
work okay in a in the first act, but in the second act you kind of through with that. You don't really care. Like, you need something to care about to take you through to the next one.
Why do people live in the desert?
Agreed.
It's a desert.
To do
You're
meth.
You're not supposed to live there.
They live there to do meth.
It's a dead place. Were the badgers doing meth?
They should have been. I don't think they were ballsy enough to do that.
At least some coke or something.
I did find an article. I don't remember that much smoking being in the movie, but apparently people are pissed because it has too much smoking in it.
It probably was like one scene where one animal smoked a cigarette.
Like a gopher.
I hate these people. First of all,
everyone knows gophers smoke a lot of cigarettes.
I didn't think about it, but now that I think about it, in the screening there was
I have a pet gopher. He's addicted to the gum. I give him the gum.
The gum? You give him gum?
I give him Nicorette.
Oh, really? You're not supposed to chew that, but gophers chew all the time. You're supposed to chew that Nicorette once and stuff it up your lip like a dip.
I train my gopher well. He does what I say.
Is he hyper? He'd probably be really hyper. He's just chewing that Nicorette gum all the time.
He must be an illegal gopher.
A lot of personal questions about my gopher.
I mean, here's the thing.
Is your gopher actually your vagina?
Yes.
This is going down the gopher hole.
I knew it.
Hold on, he's burrowing.
I put Nicorette in it.
No, it's a suppository.
All right, so now that I think about it, there was one of those truth commercials before Rango when I saw it.
Suppository.
You interrupted me for that.
Think about it. Think about it.
I got it.
Put it in your butt and think about it.
China.
That was a thought suppository.
All right, so you guys know the Truth commercials where they go around and they act like they're doing like guerrilla, you know, marketing to tell you they'll tell you the edgy secret that cigarettes are actually bad for you.
You know that I've heard those are actually sponsored, like the tobacco companies.
Oh, they have to. They're forced to pay for them.
Yeah,
sure.
And so they make them like so ridiculous that it makes people like hate the anti-smoking.
That'd be a good strategy.
Hey guys, that appeals to my demographic. Okay,
because
what, smoker or anti-smoker?
They did this. They did a Truth ad.
I don't even remember anymore.
They did a Truth ad before Rango, which is basically aimed at like 6-year-olds, and it's like people that are deformed from smoking.
And What do you mean? Like they don't have a jaw?
Yes.
Oh.
They had people on a, it was like people on a carnival float where they like don't have a jaw and they're all like, you know, they have tumors.
Why would they put them on a carnival float? That seems mean.
Because they're making an edgy point about the way tobacco companies fucking.
Is it like a freak show with 20 stop posters?
You try to make a living outside of Carnival Freak when you've got face tumors, asshole.
Is the carnival coming to my town?
Does it just roll?
I want to look at the strange.
Do you invite them or do they just show up?
Seattle band carnival.
They hang out in my backyard.
Are you nice to
them? I'm just kidding. Yeah. I don't think that people who lost their jaw to cancer are freaks, and I don't want to look at them.
All right, so
for pleasure, not for pleasure. Maybe for science.
Maybe for your gopher.
Maybe I let them pet my gopher.
Let's see what the gopher has to say about this.
I like that a lot. I brought it up, so now I have to read the article. Sorry. One of Breathe California's projects is Thumbs Up, Thumbs Down, in which trained young people and adults analyze films' tobacco content. Each time a character is seen smoking is counted as one instance. The only other animated film on par with Rango was 101 Dalmatians, with about 60 instances of Cruella de Vil smoking.
Wasn't that filmed in the 70s?
Smoking was awesome.
It was filmed in the 70s.
Yeah, they filmed it. They filmed animation back in the day.
And here's where
shut up.
Here's why I'm ashamed of our town.
Congratulations.
Here's why I'm ashamed of our town yet again. A lot of kids are going to start smoking because of this movie, said Stanton Glanz, director of the Center of Tobacco Control Research at University of California, San Francisco.
How could you possibly make that statement? How could you know that?
Well, I'm going to make my kids smoke.
Stanton Clans, if that's your real name.
On February 23rd, Smoke-Free Movies, a project of Glanz's, ran a full-page ad in Variety that slammed the smoking in Rango. How many studio execs did it take to okay smoking in a PG movie, the ad asked, said Glanz. If we had known it's as bad as it is, this ad would have been even tougher.
Okay, so a bunch of kids saw a badger smoke a cigarette in a movie, and then they started smoking.
Oh, no.
It's like...
Yeah.
And it wasn't...
Hey, Billy, look.
A lot of kids are going to start eating their own young.
I'm concerned that a lot of kids are going to turn into cartoon lizards.
Billy, look at me. I'm like that badger. Look at me. I'm cool now.
They took me out. I'm a badger.
Well, they did report that kids that saw Rango, 400% increase of smoking on their elementary school campus.
Look, dude, it was a small price to pay for them to hear that important message about water rights.
This is, I mean, so it's like,
what are the desert animals going to do if they take all their water and use it on a golf course?
So they smoke, but we learn to conserve water.
Exactly.
That's a good trade.
Yeah, overpopulation is a problem too, might I remind you.
Did it show them fucking?
No.
Because that sends sending a bad image to the kids.
Yeah, it really.
Bad message.
Well, but if Johnny Depp's voice is in there, you know they're just going to want to start fucking each other.
Do the animals fuck another species of animal? Like, are they married? Does it show, like, a duck married to a cat and stuff?
I'm trying to think. I know that Rango's love interest is a lizard, is also a lizard, but it's definitely a Mojave Desert lizard. You can't just get a chameleon and a lizard to fuck.
Yeah, no, you can't. You can't just.
And they don't have ducks.
Also,
you can't just rub two lizards together and hope for the best.
Otherwise, the duck would just be like, so much cloaca up that cat hole.
Yeah, they don't even have. No, ducks have penises. They're like the only bird that have a penis.
Just have the cloaca.
No, that's a swan. No,
yeah, ducks and swans have corkscrew dicks.
Oh.
They're shaped like corkscrews. And lady ducks have fake vaginas.
I know all about the animal penises. Don't try to talk to me about animal penises.
Lady ducks have fake vaginas. They have a trap door.
Where does it go?
Nowhere, because they're all raped. All of them.
It's 100% rape?
Yeah, there is no lady duck that wants to have sex.
So what, do you just hope that you slip it in the right one?
Yeah, well, you got a corkscrew
dick. What about when she's mating?
What's in the trapdoor? Like,
not,
like
it's nothing. It's just like a, it's like a tiger? Empty... God, that would be awesome.
It's like a Venus flytrap.
Stay out of my gopher or my fake trap door will lead you to a tiger,
it's,
said the lady
it's
duck.
Just a fake, it's
there's a tiger in my duck gopher.
It's a fake egg, and then if you crack it
it's
with
a
your
fucking
corkscrew,
zoo in
it's
there.
A fake egg, but if you crack it with your corkscrew penis, bees come out.
It's like Noah's Ark inside a fake vagina.
I'd like to have a pig, or what? Wait, who has a corkscrew penis? Whatever, I'd like a corkscrew penis to open my wine for me, because right now I'm out of wine. I need another bottle of wine.
You're just like, hey, fancy. Hey, Mallard, come here. Get your dick
Mallard.
On this.
Hey, quack, quack.
Hey, Mallard.
Oh, is that getting you hot? Open up my wine.
I just like the fact that we knew you were there was somewhere... That there was an ending to that sentence, but just the first part was, I'd like to have a pig. There were so many different ways to take that.
Yeah.
And all of them were good.
I didn't
good.
Really want to finish once he started laughing, because I knew that whatever you thought was going to be funnier than my punchline, which didn't exist.
That's another thing I wanted to bring up about Rango, though. He's a chameleon,
give
right?
It up. No one saw it.
No,
bring
listen
back
to
full
me.
Circle.
Listen to me. He's a chameleon. Sorry, I took my ADD pill earlier today. I told you guys this. I
had laser focus.
I don't forget topics. I have to come back to them all just to put a little pretty little bow
that's,
on
that's
it.
That's what happened. I was this wondering week, why you kept like coming back around the thing we were previously talking about.
This week's yeah. broadcast brought to you in laser focus. That's pretty good.
Courtesy of Ritalin.
Yeah, so he's a chameleon in the movie, right? And I loved how...
Comedian or chameleon?
Chameleon.
Hey-o.
I love how in Fantastic Mr. Fox, it's like they're human, 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 and then 1% of the time they do something Fox-like, and it's really funny. They did not utilize the fact that he's a chameleon
so
at all.
He didn't change his outfit?
He did it once and sort of pointlessly, and then that was it.
Well, and I was, because he wears that Hawaiian shirt, right? So I was wondering if when he changes his skin outfit, if the shirt changes.
No. Well, okay. He ditches the Hawaiian shirt pretty early on, unfortunately.
That's not very sheriffy.
No Hawaiian shirt, no pants, right?
Yeah.
I heard he has no genitals.
He does not. He does a bit, he kind of has a pot belly and no.
That's
no
weird, wiener. Though, because if you just have an animal in a movie, you never once think. Hey, that animal's naked, but if you put a shirt on an animal, then they take it off, you're like, oh, Jesus Christ, it's naked. Yeah. I don't know there's nudity in this movie.
Well, he's got the goofy thing going where it's like he wears a shirt but no pants. And you're like,
I don't know why you wouldn't throw a little real-life chameleon in there. Those are like the weirdest animal short of a fucking giraffe.
They're the best.
They got like the little fucking Spock toes and the eyeballs that go in different directions and the fucking tongue that they shoot out of their face.
Oh, they use
sure
this.
They
and
use the eyeballs.
Some of them have like horns. Like that's a ridiculous animal. Effect.
They did use the eyeballs and tongue. I'll give them that.
Did they?
Yeah, yeah.
But he was.
Well, see, the Indians would have used every part of the chameleon.
Exactly. That's,
incidentally, walking around with your shirt on and no pants is called the Porky Pig.
Huh. Interesting.
No, I've heard Donald Duck. Mm. I've both.
I suppose you could
corkscrew penis. That's much creepier.
Yeah.
It's a regional thing.
Yeah. Yeah, like soda and pop.
Yeah. Was there any scene with like?
My shirt.
I have to say, was there any scene where like, Rango like goes into a bathroom and there's like one of the big gophers just taking a big dump or something?
And he's just drawing free cowboy hats on the toilet paper dispenser.
You know what I'm talking about?
Thematic.
Door swings open slowly.
No.
No.
And then nothing happens.
Oh, that's probably the deleted over? Scenes.
Because that's what happened in your story, by the way.
Oh shit!
You try telling a good story like the bathroom door opening.
I don't have any stories because I'm dainty and I don't use bathrooms.
I poop in a mug.
And I know how to use locks properly. So.
What's up with the stranger? Is it all copacetic out there?
Everything's great.
That's cool.
You guys want to know something?
Yes.
Nah.
It's my fucking birthday tomorrow.
What? Oh, that's right. You have the same birthday as Ben. Isn't that weird?
Oh, God damn it.
I have the same birthday as Ben?
Yes. Yeah.
I hate Ben.
I stole your thunder.
I know. I was so excited about my birthday.
And now you're not.
But Ben, this is exciting. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. We'll have a separate whole podcast dedicated.
All right. Ben, what year were you born?
1979.
Oh. You're older than me.
Oh, yeah, I'm really old. I'm on the deep downslope of my life.
All right, so question. Yeah. How big is too big of a deal to make out of your birthday? Because I come from the place where, you know, I don't want to make too big of a deal of it where, to where I seem like an asshole, but I also really like getting a bunch of people together to party. And if I have to, if I have to rely on my own birthday to do it, I will.
Well, it's a you-themed holiday. It's amazing.
Lindy, that is
having at least three different birthday parties, possibly four.
That's
for the record.
Acceptable. I did not know that we shared the same birthday. That is actually kind of crazy.
I know. I kind of want to hug you now. But you're so far away.
I did go to a birthday party over the weekend where we carved an entire pig at the table. That was his birthday.
Oh, it was a little pig, too.
Yeah, it was
what
a little...
about its corkscrew penis?
They don't know they have a corkscrew tail.
No, they also have a corkscrew penis. Look it up.
Really?
No.
Yes.
Do they use ducks for penises?
Pigs will rape ducks and then use them as their dicks?
No, they eat a duck and they absorb its powers. And its penis
so wait,
up.
Us having eaten the pig, do we have both the powers of a pig and a duck?
Yeah.
Dude.
You do.
Oh, I'm going to go rape me some lady ducks?
If you concentrate really hard for several days at a stretch, then your penis will, like, sproy-oy-oy-oying into a corkscrew. And then you can use it to open wine.
I don't need to concentrate really hard. I just take a pair of scissors and I just run it across my penis like you do with Christmas wrapping. And then if you don't cut through it, it gets really curly.
That's an advanced wrapping maneuver. I'm impressed with that shit. Yeah. I can never get that to work.
So I was kind of I don't know about you, Brett. We didn't talk about this meal, but I was kind of disappointed with the entire pig. I got to be honest.
Well, we only ate like the 15 of us ate half of a small pig.
That's true. And then the restaurant gave our friend like 10 boxes of like
one of
pig.
One of which had the face in it.
The whole head or just the face?
I think
like the face like peeled off?
No, I think they probably gave him the whole head.
The whole head.
With its cheeks and its jowls. Yeah. It's hog jowls.
It's face meat.
Come on.
Yeah, it wasn't face very meat. Jowly because it was just a baby. But
remember on Ren and Stimpy, hog jowls? Anyone?
Brett?
No?
No.
No.
I watched every time I've eaten a whole pig in one sitting, which I do often.
Once a week at least. That's about Thursday.
That's what she meant. I wish I had a pig.
I'm so hungry. No, but I feel as though the meat is slightly dry.
Yeah, that's the way I felt about it. And I was really excited about the skin. I was like, ooh, pig skin. Let's throw around the old pig skin.
Into my belly.
And then it's like, oh, this is literally like eating a football.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of really thick tough. And hard and tough. Yeah,
it's not good.
I don't know. I thought it was.
It wasn't bad.
It was good.
But
quit
I think
shitting all over our point, whoever that was.
That was Brett.
It's Brett. I'm the shitter. I shit on the points.
But it was one of those things where
with the door open.
Some people shit in mugs. Some people shit on cowboy hats. I shit on the point.
We went into it thinking, oh man, a whole pig. This is going to be the best thing ever. And like everything else was awesome. They had like free wine that was really good and champagne and all sorts of appetizers. But then when the actual pig came, I was like, eh.
But looking a pig horse in the mouth, Vince.
Yeah, yeah. A gift pig. I did.
No, pig horse. I said pig horse on purpose because it was funnier than gift pig.
I think antipasto. Shit with salami. Anytime they bring out a plate of salami, I'm the happy motherfucker.
Yeah.
And I'm mostly eating vegetables these days, so.
All right, guys. Do we want to do Scumbag Steve or Scotland clips?
Who
first?
Is Scumbag Steve?
I do like the Scotland clips because it's got a little bit of continuity from last week.
But who is Scumbag
Steve?
I go Steve?
Pee during whatever this is.
Why do I not know Scumbag Steve?
I thought you didn't go to the bathroom, Lindy.
All right, let's do Scumbag Steve.
Lindy, don't forget to put the cowboy hat on the seat. Otherwise, you might get butt herpes.
I'm in my own home. It's not herpes.
No,
infested.
You can get it at any place
point.
At any time.
He knows what strange men have been using that bathroom.
That's true.
You've
That's
already
a great
said.
Point.
You've already
you make
said.
A great point about my trampy ways. Thanks.
Go ahead. I'll go ahead. Back. We're going to talk about Scumbag Steve.
Who is Scumbag?
Okay, I love you.
Who is Scumbag Steve?
Right, he's a meme. He's got. It's like this picture of this kid. He's wearing like a.
Is he a real human?
Yeah, he's a real person. He's wearing a fur jacket and a Louis Vuitton style baseball cap, sideways and backwards.
No, your meme has his actual person history.
Yeah. And so they went and interviewed this guy. And
he looks angry.
I thought it was interesting because, well, I'll play it for you. Everybody put the meme as like, you know, this dipshit that you know.
Hey, Scumbag Steve, what do you have to say about your meme?
He's basically an asshole high school version of C-Tates.
Bring it on.
Yeah. So he's like a character, kind of like an alter ego.
Sorry, I should have fast-forwarded through the credits before we started. He's got a friend named El Boog.
And his mom.
And he's from Boston. Of course.
He's got a poodle. And he's...
That looked like a labradoodle.
Right now, I'm working full-time, and I'm going to school at night.
Oh, scumbag. Steve got fat.
Trying to make a better life for me and my kid. My baby mom was supposed to be a boy. Her sister was supposed to be a boy. My girl cousin was supposed to be a boy. We saw a speck. I don't know if it was a penis or not. But... By the way, the bumper stickers are a great idea. The baby on board, because it makes people cautious. The original scumbag Steve, supposed to be scumbag. Everybody knows this person. You know, the person who, when you go to a party, they want a beer. They want one of your beers, your cigarettes. They want to borrow your lighter, steal it permanently. The actual picture itself was on my MySpace. My mom has always been, you know, freakishly interested in photography. So she takes a picture of me, and she puts it on my MySpace. She's like, yeah, you care? I'm like, no, I don't give a fuck, whatever. So someone saw that.
Okay, first impression is that his accent's partially fake because he's got, like, you can tell he's in a really nice house, and he's just, like, talking like he's from the ghetto.
But, well, but he's got an awesome, wicked Boston accent.
Yeah, he does, but if you notice, that tends to be more of a blue-collar accent. And
is this going
to
be a setup? Is he going to be a character
no,
actor?
No, it's like 16, no. So this is a while Maybe. Ago.
Am I going to feel bad for him at the
and
end?
No, someone saw not. That and was like, oh, that dude looks like a scumbag. And it backfired in their face. Instead of everybody hating me, everyone started to like me. You know, oh, why are we picking on this kid? Like, trees.com? It's like 50,000 people. They were like, oh, sorry. We love Scumbag Steve. I think the original person who made up Scumbag Steve was going to act, was actually trying to ruin me. Because, you know, I'm an aspiring hip-hop artist. I'm trying to be something like do hip-hop. I'm more of a showman, too. So they tried
not
to
a showman,
be like,
but a
oh,
showman.
He's not going to do anything because I don't like him. I probably fucked his girlfriend, honestly.
Aw, I do kind of feel bad for him.
This harassment shit, it's kind of fucked up at the end of the day.
No, because the funny thing is they're trying to do this expose, and this guy is exactly what I would have thought he was
seems
like.
Wicked, yeah, exactly. He seems wicked retarded.
Like, to a T.
He seems wicked retarded.
Yeah. Hey, bro, did you do this meme about me? Fucks your girlfriend.
He's in a house with his mom. He's got a, he's in a house with his mom. He's got a goatee. He's talking about his like, wannabe rap career.
Oh, but he was getting beat up before.
No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
He said they were picking on him.
Fuel to my fire.
No, they're not
you're
picking on him because he's
internet
famous.
You're trying to beat it, all right? You're trying to do a raid for me to fucking find who I am, where I am. You already know my name. You know, you've got fucking, I got Jake Fognest. I did an interview with him.
No, we're not going down this
just
road.
Listen.
That was his mom on the couch.
I think she was also in the FIDA.
Yeah, his mom wasn't just on the couch. It looks like she's like upside down. She looks very comfortable.
There's like, and keep in mind, there's like a decent camera crew in their place. It's not like a guy with a camcorder. It looks like they have like a pretty, you know, decent setup. And she's like buried under comforters, lying on the couch.
Say hi to your mother for me.
That's inviting trouble.
Shut your face,
so you
mom.
You want to tell me I'm a scumbag and a dickhead and this and that? Okay, fine. I'll flip it up on you.
I'll fuck your girlfriend.
Me and the gentleman.
I'll become
right
a rap artist.
This is my best friend in the world. He's like my brother. Me and him created the rap group Beantown Mafia. What it is?
Beantown
is
Mafia. Yes. This guy's awesome.
He's exactly what you think of that scumbag Steve
so
would be like.
We saw the town and then we started robbing banks. And not you. Go ahead.
Try to have a good time, but don't fuck with us. Because we're the mafia.
Me and Mama Sue were surfing on Reddit. We seen Scumbag Steve, so you know we had to dead it. But the shit went viral. And then that was it.
It's hard to rhyme with viral.
Yo, that's our song.
I don't really read. I think Reddit.com is hot and cold. They have some funny shit in there, but other shit is just played out. You know what I mean? Sometimes they just beat the dead horse. They take shit and then they repost it and then they say, oh, it's mine, I did it. No, you didn't fucking do it, all right? If you did it, you did it. If not, just say, oh, I got this from 4chan.
Fucking 4chan.
Candy.
All right, now he's just doing a word association that you're not going to be able to understand if you're not watching the words on the screen. But
I love Scumbag Steve.
Did you ever see this meme, Lindy?
No, I have no idea what this is.
I had no idea either.
Well, I'll send you. It's basically like
I'm sort of out of the meme game.
Ah, you guys.
Really?
Killing me.
No, I'm dying to know. Let me tell it to me.
It's basically a picture that somebody found of this guy looking like
What is that?
Linda, are you blowing air duster on your computer?
No, I'm not doing anything.
Somebody found a picture of this guy looking like young C. Tates and basically just, you know, added captions to it and named him. The guy's name is Blake Boston, but they named it Scumbag Steve.
Yo, I'm Blake Boston.
Yeah, and you know,
Blake
they made
Boston,
a meme out of
that
him.
Is not his real name.
It was fun. Yeah, it is his real name, apparently.
Blake,
that's what
Blake
he claims.
Blake Boston?
And
oh, he's a beautiful man.
Yeah. And
he's
so,
a specimen.
And I think the funny part about it is, like, just from that one picture, I had a set of assumptions, and they were all confirmed about 1,000% as soon as I heard the interview.
The most recent meme that I enjoyed was Brendan.
Oh, good segue.
Yeah, Brendan came up with the Emilio meme. You know, in all this Charlie Sheen hubbub, what's going on with Emilio?
Emilio! It was really just a jolt of inspiration.
Yeah, and so it's, you know, he may not be quite as gnarly or as winning as Charlie, but Emilio's a really good guy.
So Vince and I had a pretty good email thread going back and forth, just bouncing around ideas, and I thought it was pretty funny.
I'm a 747, bro. I deploy my wheels before I land.
That was the first one that I did. I was pretty pleased with the outcome, especially considering, I don't know, it took, what, 15 minutes, 20 minutes?
Well, as soon as you threw that one up, I had about 20 other ideas that ran along with
it. My favorite was octagons. I stopped for them.
That was really good.
Emilio's just...
obviously people have probably noticed this if they read my site, but I really love the joke where someone's, like, super normal.
Yeah. Yeah. Really nice. No, I think that's like, a constant thread through all of our humor.
I'm so sick of, like, Chuck Norris being like, oh, my God, he fucking killed a crocodile with his cock. I just love a guy who's like, dude, I go to Olive Garden and I eat breadsticks and it's fucking awesome.
Hey, go to Olive Garden on Tuesdays. It's half price.
Yeah. All you can eat breadsticks.
I overheard the world's most boring women talking at a restaurant the other night where the one lady was like, said to the other lady, hey, do you ever do yoga? And I was like, that's the best question ever.
Yeah, I
use an Olive Garden breadstick as a bookmark in my Dan Brown book.
It's paradoxical. It's paradoxical is ist because
I eat an Olive Garden breadstick to my gopher.
Yeah, you do.
The more boring it is, the more astoundingly fascinating how boring they are becomes.
Yeah, like when you come a perfect.
Wait, what?
Yeah. They're so boring.
Can you parse that
when you
for
crystallize
me?
The boringness.
I just like that sentence.
They're so boring that it's
how more boring are they become forward.
Yes.
Well, it's like the guy that was...
That was grammatically correct.
I told you about
it was, but this is weird.
I was trying to explain Long Island to you guys, and I was talking about the guy that I sat next to at the Chinese restaurant where he was loudly telling his friends how his favorite show was Man vs. Food with Adam Richman, which I fucking hate, by the way, because I love cooking shows, but I hate, like, this is a cooking show for guys, by which it's going to be an intimidating gauntlet of food that we just throw at a fat guy's face.
The concept of the show...
Well, that guy, like, I kind of do like that show just because it's so, like, he tries to be funny so hard, but all of his jokes are like, sandwich, you can't handle the sandwich.
Yeah.
Like, everything's like the worst shitty.
I just can't stand it because, like, 90% of the show is him being out of breath and, like, tired because of some stupid shit he ate.
Well, oh, God, when you're out of breath from eating
16 pounds of chorizo.
Yeah, it's like, that's your job.
I win.
You're an idiot.
Like, no, nobody wins.
Is there a worse,
loses.
Is there a worse feeling on the planet than being out of breath from eating? There's like, that is just like, oh my God, it's just shameful on so many levels.
I like the concept of the show a lot.
I recorded it at first.
He's the corniest cornball ever corned out, though.
Part of the reason I hate it is because I tried.
It's endearing, I think.
He does have an impressive appetite, though.
I guess. I don't know. I tried to watch it a few times, and it was just like, I'm so over the fucking competitive eating thing. It's like, come on, just.
But this is so
shameful.
I kind of don't care how they make a giant hamburger. It's just a bunch of hamburger meat in a circle.
A giant hamburger is so unimpressive. It's like a regular hamburger but bigger. Well,
we got a really big stove.
And also,
hey, how about making a delicious hamburger? Yeah,
exactly.
That's really what I'm interested in.
This has 6 pounds of pork chili on it, and you get it in a sack. that you take home with you in a colostomy bag.
No, I can't watch it. That stuff makes me so nervous because I always got asked to do eating contests in college.
Oh, my God.
And there was a
right.
couple times where it was the most uncomfortable thing ever. Like, I thought at one point I'd ruptured my stomach, and, like, I called my mom. And, of course, this is the wrong person I should have called. She got so worried because she always used to say that was going to happen. Oh, man.
I remember one night at when we lived at the townhouse, we came home and we were all kind of high. We're like, holy shit, is that Brendan on the TV? Oh, yeah, it's Brendan and Diggy, and they're eating breadsticks, and they're eating a lot of breadsticks.
Yeah. Oh, that was painful.
We called you, and you're like, yeah, we did that this morning. We feel bad.
Yeah, it hurt my jaw because I was eating so much. Like, my face was sore. So when I see those things, or like that thing on YouTube, Epic Mealtime, where they have like the huge things of food.
Bacon covered football.
Yeah, like I get nervous, and I start like sweating a little bit, and I just think about how I would feel if I ate that. I'm
they're
like,
they're gonna make me do it.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get. You know what's weird about what I like even less on Man vs. Food is when he does the challenge where it's like, eat this hot sauce.
Oh yeah, that's every show too.
Right, and it's like, no, he's like, yeah, this isn't even food anymore. It's just like literally on fire. Yeah. And I put it on my eyeball. I stabbed my eyeball with a fiery sword.
I love it when the challenge show jumps the shark and then suddenly Man vs. Wild is just drinking pee. Yeah. That's the show now. Yeah. What kind of animal pee is he gonna drink tonight?
How much pee can you drink?
I'm stranded at a mall Starbucks.
I'm gonna have to drink this barista's pee, and he's been drinking espresso all day.
There was a short lived meme that was Bear Grylls, just this picture of Bear Grylls, and like it would just have something as the first line and then better drink my piss is the second line. So it's like, sun's going down, better drink my piss.
I feel like I made that joke like 3 years ago, like a few times, but no one paid attention.
Vince made that joke before Bear Grylls even was anyone.
Yeah.
But the same guy that was talking about Man vs. Food.
He made that joke about a scoutmaster when he was a little kid.
Yeah, I totally did. The same guy that was talking about Man vs. Food was also, he's all, oh, you know what else is my favorite show on TV? That's his actual words.
Wait, so you came back to the story. Look at you. What the fuck is
going
on?
I can't help myself.
Wow. Do you keep like an outline? So when you go
F-18.
When you're like on the Roman numerals, do you come back to the letters?
Yeah, I do. Apparently, my brain just does that.
I don't like you like this.
Hey, I'm an outline, bro.
Yeah.
I follow
I had
the Roman numerals.
Really good to say.
Oh, I bet you did.
Wait, so is it go Roman numerals then?
No, that's lowercase.
We're on sub. We're on
but do you
a.
do like alpha
a with an underline?
Do you go like alphanumeric numbers? Like
no Roman numeral A with an underline.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's where are we?
So we're talking about Man versus Food, how it was his favorite show.
But then back up a level.
His quote was, my other favorite show is Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. And the whole time I was sitting there, I was like, I always wondered who actually liked Guy Fieri. And apparently it was this guy. And his evidence for why that was his favorite show was, he can pound some sandwich.
that Guy Fieri.
Was
is...
he talking about my vagina again?
Is that
that gopher? I've never seen a gopher take a sandwich like that.
Oh, a pound sandwich.
Oh, that
you should start calling your gopher your Guy Fieri. That actually kind of sounds like an Italian version of gopher.
Guy Fieri. I meant that my sandwich is another word for the gopher, and Guy Fieri pounds it with his hair spikes. I don't know.
Was he in Rango, Vince?
No, he wasn't.
He would have fit right in.
Getting random dudes to come home and poop in your toilet because you're telling them how bad your Guy Fieri can pound a sandwich? No, seriously.
All right, so tangentially related.
Wait, Lindy did send me a picture of a boar's penis, which it does have a curve at the end.
Yeah, that's totally true.
Wow.
It looks like
a thorn.
Actually, it gets more curved when it's erect.
I like
oddly.
The childish writing at the bottom. Penis of boar. A, non-erectile state. B, erectile state.
So, tangentially related to that, I've been thinking about two different Halloween costumes. I plan Halloween way in advance. I was thinking a Guy Fieri costume could be pretty good. If you can find a spiky blonde wig.
Except, you'd be ripping off, what's that really unfunny guy on Saturday Night Live?
I don't know. I don't watch Saturday Night Live. Precisely because there's unfunny guys on it.
Post Horatio Sands, whoever took over for
that
Horatio
fat guy,
Sands.
What the hell is that guy's
He's
name?
He's the fat guy
I don't
now.
His name.
Oh, the fat guy.
Yeah. Tardy Fatkowitz.
There's always one. Or I was thinking about not dressing up at all, but just cruising around in a wheelchair and then just periodically getting up and going, holy shit, I can walk!
Where would you get a wheelchair from?
I don't know, hospital?
Yeah, just give those away, man.
What are you going to do? Chase me?
Yeah.
I'm sad that I know this, but just go to the airport, man. They got wheelchairs galore over there.
What, did you just wheel yourself out of there?
Yeah, you wheel yourself out of the hospital. Like, hey, well,
they got them courtesy wheelchairs. Any place fancy got a courtesy wheelchair.
Like the Olive Garden?
Yeah, pretty much.
You can just go ahead and take them, huh? All right, didn't know that.
Wheelchair Brothers Unite!
God, I hate new IMDb. I can't even figure out how the hell to do anything on here. I just want to know who's in it, jerks.
Shout at your computer. Who's in it? Who's in it?
Tell me the stars.
What are you talking about?
Bobby Moynihan. That's his name. All I knew was like,
oh, my God, I knew that.
Something Irish. No, I didn't. All right, here's a clip that you guys need to hear. It's from Fox News.
Oh, my favorite place to get fake news.
Oh, come on. Don't. Is this going to make me angry?
It's going to make
me
happy.
Okay.
This is Fox, former Wyoming Senator Alan Simpson.
Wait, Fox News has made someone happy recently?
By doing nothing, if they care at all about their children or grandchildren, and sometimes I doubt that. I think, you know, grandchildren now don't write a thank you for the Christmas presents. They're walking on their pants or their cap on backwards, listening to Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog, and they don't like them.
The Enema Man.
Did he say Amy Man?
No, he said Enema Man and Snoopy Poopy Poop Dog.
Wait, who is...
Eminem is the Enema Man.
The Enema Man.
Snoopy Poopy Poop Dog.
Okay, I was wondering who Enema Man was reference to. Or
you hear that again. You hear that again.
Grandchildren now don't write a thank you for the Christmas presents. They're walking on their pants or their cap on backwards, listening to Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog, and they don't like them.
And they don't like them.
Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
I actually like the Enema Man better.
That would be such a better name.
The Enema Man.
Oh, and it's a rap duo. It's the Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
Oh. Crotchety old man.
I didn't
man.
Even think there was a connection, but apparently there is.
Oh. Yeah, the Enema Man and Snoopy.
That's what I thought at first because I didn't realize who Enema Man was a reference to. So I was like, oh, is he just making a clever thing to go with Snoopy Poop Dog?
That's why he's such a poop dog.
Snoopity Snoopity Poop Dog.
Enema Man's ear for your Snoopy Snoopy Poop
and
Dog.
And he sort of had a reference to what's this? The song that from Pants on the Ground?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, what? You think that was?
I
think
no, was, I don't
he just
think
their jeans are too long and they're getting that natural fray going.
Pants on the ground. Pants
that's
on
a,
the ground.
There's a lot of different ways to take that.
He's with that's the wiseness of age right there.
Oh, yeah. That guy was really smart.
Dude.
That's profound as shit right
that
there.
That guy wow. is
He's
really,
a national treasure. He should be a historic World Heritage Site.
He's really up on pop culture.
Lindy, do you listen to Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog?
Every day.
It's my favorite artist to take dumps to.
How do you feel
I
about
have
it?
All of his albums. Shitty Pants Poopaloo.
The Poop
pooping,
Father?
Pooping was the case. I don't know.
Doo-doo was
I don't
the
know
case that they gave me.
If he penned a rap if he penned a rap song about Rango, what would that sound like?
Me? Are you asking
you
me?
Wouldn't even
I have
know.
To do this riff all by myself?
I just want to watch you tread.
Wait, if Snoopy Poopy Poop Dog penned a rap about Rango, what would it be? Is that what you said?
Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog. Okay.
Snoopy Poopy.
Wait, is Snoopy? No, two Snoopies and one Poop.
Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
Yeah. Is this a duo with the Enema Man, or is this a solo album?
I leave that up to the viewer.
I liked his earlier stuff.
With Enema Man or Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog?
Doesn't fucking matter. I like their earlier stuff. I liked them before you guys liked them. I liked them before they were cool.
Wait, so...
You know what? This beef is all about him not getting a thank you card from his grandkids.
Yeah, a written thank you card. Wait, so does Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog, then does he go to Poop Dog? Just Poop Dog? Or is it...
Yeah, Poop Snoopy
dog?
Poop.
Snoopy Poop?
Yeah. This is Snoopy Poop.
He's Big Snoopy Poop.
What?
Big Snoopy Poop.
Big Poop. Yeah, yo, Big Poop.
That's of the
And then
toilet.
50 Cent's going to diss him and be like, yo, you just like Snoopy farts, son. Ain't nothing.
You kinda, ain't, you some kind of Snoopy Snoopy Poop Doug.
More like Shitty Sense.
Yeah, like, it is.
Hey-o.
What happened to him? Where'd he go? Where'd he go these days?
He
went up inside
movie,
Chelsea Handler's gopher. Sandwich. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she the
Wait,
Chelsea
are you
lately?
Really asking me that?
Is she the Chelsea lately?
Yeah.
But he doesn't have to do shit. He made like a bazillion dollars of vitamin water.
Wait, he's having sex with Chelsea Handler?
Yeah, how do you not know that, dummy? Yeah, he's been banging Chelsea Handler for months. It's weird.
Is he still all skinny from that movie?
I don't know.
That's really weird. That's a weird combination of humans to have sex.
Everyone says so. I know. Right. Do you know that 50 Cent has a corkscrew penis?
Nuh-uh.
And Chelsea Handler's vagina has a cork.
No, she's got.
No, it doesn't.
No, it's like the island from Lost. You unplug it, and the evil gets out.
If it did, that would have been the best joke she ever made.
She's got one of those.
I drink so much vodka. Oh my god! Let me tell you a long setup with no punchline.
Seriously, I think she has one of those fake vaginas that the swans have.
What is she, a comedian or just someone who got kind of famous? I've never seen her show.
She's supposedly a comedian. She's credited as a comedian,
but she basically just relies on the midget,
but,
right?
You know what's funny though? Is like,
she says outrageous things for a lady.
Like someone like Sarah Silverman, who's legit funny, is credited as a comedian, but Chelsea Handler is always credited as a comedian with the ENNE. You ever notice that? It's a very backhanded way of like, or like passive aggressive way of basically saying she's unfunny.
The standard is loose because it's French.
Right.
Basically, is what they're saying.
Much like your mother.
She's one of those weird ones, though, because it's like I'll see a lot of people that aren't, you know, they're maybe like a step down in like cultural savviness from us, where they talk about how much they like Chelsea lately.
So they're not talking about poop?
Yeah, they're not doing a podcast about poop and penis tail pigtail penises.
So we're right. We're right below the old guy.
Yeah,
the old guy's
free cowboy hats.
Yeah, a little bit. Old guy's like right above us at the tip of the spear.
Yeah.
Mr. Enema.
Snoopy poop dog.
Mr. Enema. Us.
No.
Snoopy poop dog. That old guy.
No, the old guy's above us.
Oh, does he win?
Yeah, he's way above us in cultural.
It's true.
Well, it's like I feel the way I feel about her that I did about Dane Cook, which is that it's not necessarily that she's like super unfunny. It's just that like she has setups where I'm like, oh, okay, I'm with you, like, you know, and then it just, that's it. That's her joke is like the setup of talking like someone I know would talk.
Is Dane Cook's career over?
No, I think he still sells out.
Really? I heard he's doing some like dark thing where he like talks about, well, not dark, but I've heard
killing
himself? He like changed his entire act from being like the high energy guy to being like the guy who talks about like his brother taking all his money and like doing like this whole sort of.
Did his brother take all his money?
Oh, he's doing the dreaded one man show.
Dane Cook too, like Gallagher,
where he like walks out and he's like, oh hey, and then he like lights a cigarette.
Yeah. The Vagina Man. Vagina Man Chronicles.
We need to send Lindy out there to ruin his career like she did with Gallagher.
No, because Dane Cook's handsomer than Gallagher. I'm not trying to eliminate any of my pool.
I thought Dane Cook was funny when he was on Crank Yankers and he had the guy who had the accent that would slip into like the American accent every once in a while. So it'd be like, he called like the place to book his flight. He's like, yes, I would like book my plane ticket. And then like,
I don't remember that one.
Oh, that was a pretty good one.
I always hear Adam Carolla talk about him, and I always felt bad for ripping on Dane Cook until Adam Carolla talks about him, and he sounds kind of like a world-class prick.
Really? Yeah, Adam always says he's one of those just asshole-y guys for no reason.
Yeah, he said like someone farted while they were doing the Crank Yankers thing, and he got like
I heard him say that.
Legitimately pissed and like wouldn't come back in the room. He was like, dude, come on. Come on, a real fart? Who does that? Maybe a fart sound, maybe.
I have my production assistants fart for me.
Yeah. I don't even fart myself anymore.
Do you remember they did that tourgasm thing on HBO and it was awful? It was so unfunny. He was just like trying to be all deep and like.
And the guys that he had on there were the worst comedians ever too.
Horrible.
His little minions.
No, he's clearly the worst. I was just kidding. I would not have sex with Dane Cook and I will destroy him. How about that?
Yeah, you will. You don't have to do these about faces just for our benefit, Linda.
No, I mean it.
That's the gopher talking. That's the gopher talking.
I wish you guys could see Lindy on video chat while she's saying that because she threw her head back.
She almost snapped her neck backwards.
She was legitimately aiming her mouth at the ceiling when she said that. No, I don't mean it.
I drank a whole bottle.
And it was one of those really big bottles.
I dumped it in my gopher.
I did. I shot it up there, and it came out into a pitcher, and I drank it. No, I didn't. Do you guys have Rainier beer where you live?
No.
Or is that only in my area?
I've seen it. I've seen it a little bit. It's if you go to some like hipster bar, they might have it. A lot of bars carry Olympia.
Yeah, it's the water. And I thought,
oh, it's the water. That's my land too.
I thought originally that it was like in Olympia, it sucks. So this is the water. This is what we drink all the time. It comes out of the taps, and you flush your toilets with it, and you drink it in the shower because it's coming out your spigot. But then I realized that it's probably about their fucking crystal clear.
Ooh, I forgot. I wanted to read this one story.
Proceed.
Go ahead. It's your podcast.
All right. All right. Let's take a poll. World's youngest granddaughter, grandmother. How old do you think the world's youngest grandmother is,
18.
Brendan?
No, that's
I'm
not possible.
Ben first. Let's go Ben first.
All right, so let's do the math. So she could be 16, and then her daughter could be roughly 15, so 31.
Brett?
28.
I've heard girls are getting periods really young these days.
At 4.
Oh, yeah, you've heard?
4.
Yeah. So
watch out for Brendan. He'll rape you.
Let me smell your finger.
Brendan's trying to change the age of consent.
I'm gonna go with
his dick.
Look, he's in front of Congress. Look, it's science.
Simple science. If they can make babies, they should be able to procreate.
Your Honor, if she's old enough to bleed.
sir, listen to me pee. You'll understand.
I'm like 25 feet up.
All right.
Sitting.
Because I do that sometimes.
I'm going to go with...
When I feel like it.
I like the way it feels.
It makes me feel like a lady.
I'm going to go with 22.
What? How is that possible?
Brett.
31, 28. 31, 28, and 22. Lindy, I think she knows the answer, but...
I already read the article, so I'm not going to compete.
Well, then what's the answer, Lindy?
I'm not going to tell you, unless it's time to tell the answer. But look how excited Vince is. Look at his little face.
No, this will be fun. This will be fun. Instead of me reading the article, tell me...
Look at his little gopher face.
Instead of me reading the article, tell me what you remember about the article after a bottle of wine.
I can tell you they're Russian. I can tell you that the headline said 25, but the article said 23, which was irritating.
Okay, that part's true.
And the real answer was 23, and... there's like both of them had been sold to like other families, and then they like real quick fucked their boyfriend. So I don't know. It was some sort of Eastern European trauma.
I did not get that article. If you could send it over, that would be awesome. But I did get the USA Today version.
It's much more G-rated.
It is.
Sucks.
I mean, this wasn't from The Stranger. Like no one was divulging.
She read Russia Today.
A woman from Romania said she became the world's youngest grandmother at the age
Romania.
Of 23.
Sorry, Romania.
Ritska Stanescu, who gave birth to her daughter Maria when she was just 12 years old, said she urged her daughter not to follow in her footsteps. But Maria gave birth to her son when she was just 11.
Beat her. Suck on that, Mom.
Dude. Hottest grandmother
so
ever.
I win.
Now 25, Stanescu says she wanted more for her daughter. I am happy to be a grandmother, but I wish something else for Maria and something else for me, she said. Stanescu said marrying young is a way of life in the Romanian gypsy culture.
Oh, they're gypsies.
Yeah, you bet you didn't see that one coming.
No, I didn't, actually.
She was married at the age of 11. I did not try to stop my daughter getting married because this is the tradition. It's what happens, she said.
When you get raped in Romania, you get married.
You know I've been to Romania.
Have you?
How many kids did you have?
17.
What was
beautiful
it like?
Beautiful boys.
What
all
was it like? Seems like a great
in
place.
A week.
It's a shitty place. No, it's nice. My brother married a Romanian, so we went there for their wedding.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Was she 11?
Yeah.
Was she 11?
Was she 11?
No, come on. Come on, Brendan. She was 12.
Well, he didn't really have... He only married her because he raped her.
Well, she was 11 and 3/4 when they met, and then she was 12 and a half. No, he did not rape her.
That's how rape trials go in Romania. They're like, do you marry this woman? He's like, ah...
Case closed.
No, they got married, and then we all went to Romania for the wedding. And here's the thing about Romania is that that's where Dracula comes from. And when you get there, you discover that everyone in Romania is a vampire. Literally. And they look like vampires, and they're terrifying.
So it's like in the forest, right? Everything's trees.
Everything's in the forest. No, there's a city called Bucharest, which is like a post-Soviet, like, it's like horrible, like immense, like Soviet block buildings.
Yes,
concrete.
Second world.
Concrete, just like, and then like a dirty river with gypsies in it. Wow. And like the Romanians hate the gypsies so much, and it's like, you guys,
that's
why.
Did you remember seeing that Madonna concert from like a couple years back where she's in Romania and she's like,
she wasn't in Romania,
she was in a grandstand.
She was in like some other country that starts with an R, and she's talking about Romanians, and they're like, not the right country, bitch.
Oh, Madonna. Well, Romanians are really nice people, and Romanian weddings are really fun because what happens is they stay up all night partying.
Do they smash glasses on each other?
Trough full of cheeseburgers?
Like the Greeks?
They eat out of a cheeseburger trough like a donkey.
They have one person that they name the gypsy of the night, and they put them in a cheeseburger's trough. And then they throw the wine glasses at him.
And then they invite all the 11-year-olds at the end.
Yeah. And then and whoever impregnates the most 11-year-olds wins the entire trough.
Whoever catches the bouquet gets to rape the 11-year-old.
Who wants to become grandma?
Whoever catches the corsage is like, oh.
And the bouquet is a grandma. Bunch of like old beer bottles taped together.
It is a rape time.
Oh, this is hot.
King of the castle. Come here. So you guys want to do this Scotland clip? I do have answers this time.
All right.
I don't know what this is again.
It's a show that aired. It's called The Scheme. It was described to me as one of my Scottish readers as like the Scottish Jersey Shore. And I was fascinated by it because... This show was broadcast on British television without subtitles, and it's like probably one of the more incomprehensible things I've ever. I can't understand more than three words at a clip.
Do you think British people can understand it?
They broadcast without subtitles.
Who translated
right?
for us, by the way?
Three or four different readers.
Give them shout outs.
Sarah, who had her friend Corey Shaw, who's apparently Scottish. Translated for me. I got one from Neil. Neil actually attempted to explain some of the Scottish slang, which was pretty cool. So, do you guys want me to play the clip, and then we can try and guess as to what they're saying?
Let's
and
do
then
it.
And then I'll give you the answers.
Are these new clips or the same ones?
Same
from
ones.
Last week?
Same ones.
It's good.
I want to win.
That boat came that late.
But that's tough to man with you. Well, see what a paedophile is coming to jail. I said, look, come here, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying they come to commandment, but there is a paedophile cult and yes.
Paedophile cult. I remember that one.
He says paedophile cult. That's your one clue.
That's the man there. Well, see what a paedophile is coming to jail. I said, look, come here, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying they come to commandment, but there is a paedophile cult.
I got Comet, Koala.
So I think he said it's a pedophile. They come in your ass. It's a pedophile cult, and they go to jail when they come in your ass.
Lindy, any words you can pick out of
that from here, Vince?
No. All right. No, I am defeated.
All right,
by the Scotsman.
So this is in plain English is what he said was, there is dirty men out there. See all the pedophiles come out of jail. This is where they all come. Come to Ayrshire. Not saying that they come to Kilmarnock, but there is a pedophile cult in Ayrshire.
No one can kill Marnock.
Wait.
Marnock is king forever.
That's the real translation?
And
wait, hold on.
That's the real translation. Hold on. Here's it.
What's a Marnock?
Marnock is king forever.
It's Kilmarnock is a town.
Well, I'm not saying they've come to kill Marnock. Marnock will reign for all time.
Marnock shall never die.
He also transcribed it in phonetic Scottish, which is, "There is a dirty man out there. Is CRR pedophiles that come out the jail. This is where they come. They come to Ayrshire. No saying they come to kill Marnock, but there is a pedophile cult in Ayrshire." All right, so now
no one shall kill Marnock.
Yeah. Well, he wrote it out.
I love Marnock as a primitive Scottish god.
He wrote it out phonetically.
No one can kill Marnock.
Here's the next lady. Here's the next lady.
Listen, so that but he's dead now. It's an empty, really. He's different.
You hope you're lying, Shay. I'm not really crabbit. I'm not crabbit well sometimes.
When she's crabbit, I don't like her like that.
No, I move. Because I'd been drinking in that the night before, and I'm like, fuck off. When I...
There's a pedophile cult. And
we're back to the pedophile
cult. Sorry, we're finding too far.
Well, but he's dead now. It's an empty, really. He's
got bee's tits.
All right. He's not dead, really. So what bee's she tits. Said was, bee's she tits. Said was, the room, period.
Wait, the beast tits is the room?
Yeah, no, the room. But he's dead now, so nobody really uses this room. You are being a lying shite. I'm not really crabbit, which means grumpy in Scottish.
It's like crabby.
I'm not really crabbit. I'm more crabbit with her sometimes. And then the little girls. When she's crabbit, I don't like her like that, which I actually understood perfectly. Yeah, I just didn't
the little
know
girl
the
makes perfect English.
Yeah, I just didn't understand the word crabbit. And then... And then the girl says, "Not want to move because I'd been drinking the night before." And I'm like, "Fuck off, wasn't I?"
So it turns out they don't speak English.
They do, but
no, that's not.
You're being a lying shite. I'm not really crabbit. I'm not crabbit well sometimes.
When she's crabbit, I don't like her like that.
No, I move because I'd been drinking in that the night before, and I'm like, "Fuck off." When
I like it better when she's like, "Nobody move, number. Nobody move. I've been drinking. Everyone stay exactly where you are because I am out of control."
I swear she said phone number.
Our buddy Neil says, "No waddy move" is the actual expression that they're using, which means waddy move, the way she says it, is a question and not a statement. It means basically, "Won't you please go away? Or at least get out the way because I'd been drinking the night before."
No, waddy move.
No, it's just waddy move.
Oh.
Waddy move.
Get out of the way.
Waddy move. Yeah, apparently.
I prefer it as a threat. I've been drinking.
All right, next one.
I'm drinking bottom last night, man. Oof. Rough as a dog.
That I got.
Sammy Pippin. You can see it's a lady in the house. He sees a lazy bum.
In front of him, he doesn't know he's moving out.
So the little girl actually speaks English.
Yeah.
Mommy says he's moving out and he's doing my mommy's head in.
He says there comes a time when he causes racial. That man had says he called him all the bin laden bastards and all that. But Brian Kennedy fairly didn't call him that.
Wow. That was completely incomprehensible when I first heard it.
When you first heard it, or every single time you heard it?
This is what the lady says outside the courthouse. He says there comes a time when, because it's racial, that man has said he called them all the bin Laden bastards and all that, but Brian Kenz the Ferry didn't call him that. All right, now listen.
He's moving out and he's doing my mommy's head in.
He says there comes a time when it, cause it's racial.
Comes a time when it, cause it's racial.
That man had says he called him all the bin Laden bastards and all that. But Brian Kenz, he fairly didn't call him that.
So what did she say?
It's so sing-songy and ridiculous. And the way she originally said it was, Brian says he called him the Ferdinand, didn't it? But apparently she says, but Brian Kenz, and Kenz means like knows, like because it's short for reckons.
He knows Marlock.
Yeah. Brian.
Biblically.
Brian Kenz the Felly didn't call him that. Brian Kenz the Felly didn't call him that.
Wait, Brian Kenz the Felly?
The fellow.
Oh.
Brian reckons Brian the knows fellow the did person. Not call him yeah. that.
It's just so thick with slang, it's like impossible.
Wow.
So, but that's what we got. In case you guys wanted to know what the you know, I was like reading with the teacher's edition. of the
You Scottish. All fail. Here's what the correct answer was.
Yeah, basically. I feel like Alex Trebek.
Nice work,
look,
Vince.
Look down on you all.
Who sent us that?
Like I said already.
Marnock.
Marnock.
I'm sorry. The bee's tits was incorrect. What we were looking for was...
He's a fella you don't ken.
What we were looking for is Marnock.
That was from Neil and
Who
Sarah.
You can't kill.
Yeah. Who can't you kill? this Scottish god.
Marnock the
Apparently
Destroyer.
Apparently this broadcast.
Oh.
Shut up, Brendan.
What'd right. you guys do? You guys didn't see Rango.
I heard it was really
What the
good.
Fuck were you doing...
I've got a sick idea for the podcast, but I'm not going to let it out.
No,
yet.
I don't care what you say, Lindy. What were you doing when you were not seeing Rango? I know
specifically
what Brett was doing.
Today.
I don't
or
know.
Do you want me-
Just in general.
Well, I saw Red Riding Hood.
Oh yeah, we forgot to ask you about that. Well,
yeah, you did. Thanks.
Wait, I have yeah. a question. I have a question. Was there any symbolism involved with the red hood?
No, there was not really.
None at
actually.
All. Okay.
It did look like a Snuggie, which I enjoyed. And I'm kind of over the Snuggie jokes, but then I laughed at them anew because she was wearing a Snuggie.
Well, could you make
No. What do you want me to tell you? What do you want to know?
What was it like? I mean, all right. So for the listeners, the director of Twilight, Catherine Hardwicke, made a movie called Red Riding Hood because fables retold in a modern way are all the rage in Hollywood these days. We got Snow White and the Huntsman sold for $1 billion. We got the worst. I mean, I could not have come up with a more hilarious idea than this, which was Channing Tatum coming up with the idea for a Peter Pan origin story called Pan, in which Captain Hook and Peter Pan are brothers. And I interpret it that as they're black guys, but regardless, the fact remains that Channing Tatum got paid $1 million for a pitch.
Is he gonna wear? Pan. Is he gonna wear the Peter Pan hat like backwards or sideways or something?
I hope so.
Yeah, just a little askance.
And he's gonna wear like green jeans, sagged green jeans instead of green tights.
So, in light of that, how was this first one to hit the screen? Red Riding
Hood.
It
was so good. Here's what happens. Is Amanda Seyfried. Well, I see you miming.
Seyfried.
Amanda Seyfried and her gigantic eyeballs. Congratulations, yeah. Amanda. She plays some chick who lives in a village, and the village is like, hey, the thing about our village is that every month someone gets eaten by a wolf. And it's like, hey, why don't you move to a new village, first of all? But
is it like the desert?
Right, it's like the desert. It drives me crazy. It's like Florida. It's like, oh, your house falls down literally every year that you build a new house, you fucking dumbass. Just get a new village.
Amanda looks like one of those sad Chinese goldfish, you know, where they have the eyes that are popping out of their face.
You don't know that they're sad.
She looks kind of sad.
She's pretty.
The goldfish might be okay. She looks kind of sad.
She secretes her own lip gloss. She has so much lip gloss in this movie. So she lives in this village, and for a couple years, they've been able to keep the wolf from eating them by giving it, like, a goat baby or something on the full moon.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, standard.
But then all of a sudden, they wake up. Well, okay, and meanwhile, she's in love with the woodcutter and from the wrong side of the tracks. The mule cart
they're
tracks.
Actually, yeah, they're actually wolf tracks in this case.
Yeah. And he's like, let's run away together and bang like crazy. And she's like, but then just like when they're about to run away, then the village bells are like bong, and they sound the bong noise that means that the wolf ate someone. Turns out the wolf ate Amanda Seyfried's fat sister. Oops. So then Gary Oldman has to come because he is a wolf man, a wolf killing priest.
Okay. All right. I'm with you so far.
Also, he is Dracula and the devil.
He has two sidekicks who are like black knights. They're like African knights. And they're like, you do not know what you are dealing with. And they talk in an African accent. And
oh, hell no.
for no reason. And then,
feed him the poo-poo.
Bisha Bluga
Jis. They eat the poo-poo. And then he's Gary Oldman is like, the wolf is not a wolf. It's a person. And it's in the it lives here in the village. The call is coming from inside the village. And then all the villagers are like, no. And so then the wolf shows up and it fucking
I wish you guys
douches everyone. Like, everyone's just hanging out and partying because they're like, you liar, Gary Oldman. There's no such thing as wolf. Even though that's stupid because there obviously is. Whatever. So then the wolf shows up in the middle of their party and it fucking douches everyone in the throat and the heart and it eats them.
So it douches them before it eats them? Is it used like is it like a balsamic douche?
Yeah. It is. It's tangy.
That's a serious wolf party right there.
Maybe like a sherry.
And then it corners Amanda Seyfried, Seyfried in like the dung hut.
Corners are in the dong.
Dong hut. He corners are in the dong
hut. I got you cornered in the dong.
This is how we do it in Romania. Bitch.
I don't know. I just made that up. But
you're at least 11, right?
Dung.
Suck on this wolf penis.
Dung.
Corkscrew.
All right, dung hut. Continue.
Shut up. And it's like...
Mardok approves of your marriage. Proceed to fuck the wolf, 11-year-old.
No, and then the wolf
you can't
talks.
Kill me.
You guys don't know anything about wolves. It talks into Amanda Seyfried's brain. It's like, hey, boo, I'm super into you. And she's like, how are you talking to me? And he's like, wolf telepathy, G. And she's like, what?
Do they all have that? Does every werewolf have telepathy? I was not aware of this before Twilight.
Well, spoiler alert.
Wait, they do?
I want to tell you guys who it is.
Can they light fires with their mind? Like,
no. Tell it as it is.
Okay, so...
Secret dwarf hooker.
So the big reveal at the end is that it's her dad, which is, like, cool. Because basically the whole point of the movie is that you spend the whole time being like, is it that character? Is it that character? Like, it's one of these... 8 characters, so it's going to be one of them. Oh, it's the dad? Okay.
And cool. I would have gotten away with it, too, if it
weren't
for your
meddling kids. I can talk to you in my wolf form because you have my wolf's blood. And so he's like, I just want you to go away from here with me on vacation, and we'll be together.
Look, we're going to a sandals resort. Just come on.
I know you wolf pups like the Snoopy poop dog at the end of a man, but you can't come away on vacation unless you write me a thank you letter.
Amanda, I've got 2 things to tell you.
We're going to a sandals resort.
One, I'm in love with you. 2, we're werewolves. 3, we're secretly Romanian.
Was that 3 things? Shit.
Will you marry me? Romanians can't count very well. I apologize. We only have 2 numbers. We have 2 and more than 2. There's a lot of something we say. More than 2.
We have 1, 2, and a number of wolves.
Now, Marnock's waiting. Let's go.
And he wants to take her away from the dung village. And for some reason, and he's like, if you don't go with me, I'm going to kill everyone that you like.
Except for Mardok.
Well, no one can kill Mardok. Marnok. Whatever. Okay. So then.
Only
like,
Ayrshire can kill Mardok.
Only Ayrshire.
Oh, and also there's a town, the town retard. And
no
his
way.
Name is Claude.
Oh, that's the best name for a retarded person. It's got a double meaning.
And then they burn him alive. Gary Oldman fucking burns him alive.
What?
It's like God. French, but he's actually
inside
a Claude.
Gary Oldman, everywhere he goes, the Gary Oldman character brings apparently a life-size hollow metal elephant.
Wait,
so
God.
Like, they show up in the village. Wait, really? Like,
how does he know about elephants?
Because he's got the
African
knights.
Black knights.
Oh, right.
There's nothing better than when Gary Oldman decides, I'm going to be like the most crazy evil person, and I'm going to chew the scenery doing it.
Dude.
And I just enjoy
Oldman,
that so much.
Gary Oldman shows up to cameo your death.
Seriously.
Right before you die, he's just like, oh, hey, I thought I'd show up and read these couple of lines before you die.
I just want him to kick down my door and shoot me like in The Professional or something.
Everyone!
While he's like conducting music, and then he just comes and shoots me in the chest with a 12-gauge. That's how I want to go.
Well,
I like Brahms.
This movie,
if he shoots you in the chest with a shotgun, he's got to say, "Oh, you thought it was White Boy Day?"
That's true. He could incorporate a couple things. Yeah, you must have thought it was White Boy Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. He could also do it while he was like orchestrating, like the professional. I think that would be cool.
Anyway, end of the story is that
Gary Oldman had an elephant.
That she has her woodcutter boyfriend, and then she thinks he's the wolf because he's like, in a sexy way, he's like, "I'm gonna eat you up." Sexually,
I will eat your gopher.
Yeah, I know. She thinks that he means he's gonna eat her gopher, but she thinks that he means that he's gonna literally eat her flesh for his food.
He's got gopher pelts all over his wall, like a big stud.
So anyway,
that's so college, you know.
She goes to her grandma's house. Her grandma is played by Julie Christie, and the whole time the movie tries to trick you into thinking that Julie Christie is the wolf. Because she's constantly like, I don't know, just doing a creepy thing for no reason, but she's actually just a normal grandma.
Hey, granddaughter.
Right. She's like, so she goes there to grandma's house, and then the grandma's like in her boudoir behind her sheer curtains, and Amanda is like, "Hey, grandma, so there's this wolf situation," and she can see grandma's silhouette in her little bonnet, and she's like, "Yeah." And then Amanda's like, "Grandma, you sound weird." And then grandma comes out, and it's just Amanda's dad.
That's pretty amazing.
Like, "Oh, why did you bother putting on grandma's bonnet? Especially since all you wanted to do was go on vacation and spend some quality time with your daughter. Yeah. You could have just said that, you fucking dick.
Just want to hang out with the granddaughter.
Also, I like this bonnet. Whatever, leave me alone."
Well, fine. If you just like the bonnet, but he's like, I killed your grandma and I made her in a stew and you ate it because I love her and I love you. It's like, why? Why'd you do that? Why didn't you just be like, "Hey, let's go on the Garrison Keillor Prairie Home Companion Cruise,"
Here's a Christmas card I made you out of gopher pelts.
Right? I mean,
I expect a thank you card in return.
Like, Dad, if you're listening, there's so many ways to show that you love me that aren't kill Grandma and make her into a stew and then wear her bonnet.
Was it the mother-in-law or his mother?
It was his actual mother. So then he's like, "I can talk to you with wolf telepathy because you have my wolf's blood because I'm a wolf." And then she's like, okay. And then her boyfriend comes in and then they kill her dad. But then in the process of killing her dad bites her boyfriend. So then he's like, "Now I am the wolf and I must go away." And she says, "I will wait for you." And so then she waits. And then at the end of the movie, she's like in a grove collecting mushrooms or whatever. And then this wolf comes out of the underbrush. And then she gives it a sexy look like, oh, yeah. And then the movie ends like she's just about to fuck that wolf.
Wait, this is the end of the story?
That's the end of the story, is that then her boyfriend's a wolf and he's going to fuck him. And he's in a wolf suit. He is a wolf.
I was hoping there was at least like 20 to 30 minutes more.
Of me talking or of the movie?
Both. Of you describing the movie.
You describing her fucking a wolf.
If you want, but
then you fuck the wolf.
I think you're lying. I'm just saying at the end there was this really, really aggressively implied wolf sex, wolf on woman sex.
Well, that's the new thing. That's the new thing. You got it.
It's not the new thing. I don't know what your evidence is for saying that's the new thing.
It's Twilight. Twilight.
You didn't hear the guy talking about the Enema Man.
It's called
Snoopy Poop Dog and Wolf Rape.
It's called implied wolf sex. It's
not rape if it's.
It's not even actual implied wolf sex. That's just used as a positive, modifier. When people are reading new scripts in Hollywood, they're like, you know, which page is the implied wolf sex on?
How many wolves are going to get fucked before I get to the end of this script? That's all I want to know. I want a number. I want that number up front.
I'm on page 48, and then not one wolf has had sex.
It's like
nor rape.
Sell the sizzle, not the steak. It's like, is there implied wolf sex?
Look, you're going to fuck a wolf, or are you going to get the fuck out of my office?
I think we should take this one to bed, you guys. This has been
Lindy. Have
this
a
has
wonder-
been awesome, but it's been long.
Have a wonderful birthday tomorrow.
Like a duck
Thank
penis.
Thank you. Ben, have a wonderful birthday tomorrow.
Done and done. Brendan, take us out of here.
All right. Fraudcast@gmail.com. Send in whatever you want.
Oh, hey, you guys. ever since we didn't have Riley...
Laser focus!
Ever since we didn't have Riley Steele on, they've been sending me like a ridiculous amount of porn. So like whatever you guys... like, if you guys want me to give you free
Mardock.
Porn... I have that. I can't... I'm at capacity with the porno. I'm telling you.
I want a
Mardock. I would love
shoot.
To give it us away for some... like Sarah doesn't sound like a girl who would want porn, but you know, for transcribing the Scottish thing, she deserves it. Neil, you want porno? Hey, buddy, eat your heart out. I'm telling you,
got some Riley Steele coming right up your dick hole.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Frockcast@gmail.com. Keep the emails coming. We love them, guys. Until next week. Good night and good chins.